Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hey everyone, how you doing? What's going on? Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's La Follette, also known as Luke.
Happy Thursday, everyone. You're listening to us on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM, and always streaming live on the Devil Radio app.
Yep, yeah, that's true.
That is true.
And you can check us out at devilradio927.com. That's where all of our podcasts are. If you check anything out, you want to go back and look at the archives and hear what we've said beforehand.
Yeah.
Catch us up to now, to the plot that is right now.
Wait 4 years from now and comment on today's episode. Trip us out a little bit.
Which has happened several times before. It happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot of things to talk about today. Mostly we're going to center around the school shooting. Not necessarily specifically the school shooting that just happened, but we're going to use that as a spur to talk about school shootings in general. During the pandemic, we didn't have as many because school was not in session.
Right, but as soon as students started returning to the classroom, it was an unfortunate reality that students had to return to as well. So not only are they fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, remote learning, masks, doing whatever they have to do to actually be in the classroom, but now the fact that they are back in the classrooms, they are once again subject to the phenomenon that is uniquely here for the United States of America. No other developed nation has them like we do, but school shootings are back.
Now, my hypothesis deals with, you know, the kids who do perpetrate these things are dealing with a lot of trauma on their own. But guess what? We all just went through a collective trauma in the pandemic. So everybody deals with that a little bit differently. But we'll get into that a little bit later. We're also going to talk to Dr. Tim Slecker. He should be coming by around 2:30 to talk to us at the bottom of the hour. Give us the teacher's perspective, the educator's perspective, because his job, he is tasked with sending teachers out into the world. I'd like to know what he's telling them. Oh, by the way, this is how you deal with your active shooter drills.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to have that conversation with Dr. Tim Slecker.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to talking to him about it. It's a terrible subject that we have to discuss, but I think he's an excellent perspective, and he gives just really insightful information for just the educators aspect of what he does as a job. It's really fascinating.
Or at least get somewhere closer to a solution, because I don't necessarily think one specific thing is going to be a solution here.
Right.
But again, we're going to get to that a little bit later. But we have some things to get to this first segment that we want to talk about right away. First of all, don't get COVID. How about that? However you're going to not get COVID, don't get it, because right now is a bad, like if you want to go and buy, let's say, a Nintendo Switch, this is now a bad time to go and buy that because everybody is in a rush to go and get everything. Also, bad time for anyone to get COVID, because why, Luke?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it is Thursday, December 2nd here in 2021 in Wisconsin. We got Adam Rogan over at the Racine Journal Times reporting that 28 patients were turned away for treatment, including three stroke victims at a Green Bay hospital because it didn't have the capacity for them because they have so many COVID-19 patients right now. Many of those 28 are at hospitals 100 miles away, says Dr. Ashok Rai. But now, if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, I apologize, of Prevea Health. So this is at a Wisconsin Department of Health Services briefing that is taking place this afternoon. 28 patients at a Green Bay hospital. This is one hospital in Green Bay.
They turned away 28 patients.
Three stroke patients. They are now at hospitals more than 100 miles away or more.
My father just had a stroke a couple weeks ago. Is now in a good facility out in Michigan. Doing well, but I could not imagine. Could you imagine myself and my brother, both my size and my hysterical mom storming. And what do you mean you can't? You have no room. What do you?
Yeah, I cannot fathom like. Your situation last week was bad enough as it was.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that you showed up to your home then and like got there and were like, oh no, your dad's actually being taken care of at a hospital 100 miles away from here right now.
I mean, I thought it sucked that I couldn't see him after Monday because all the COVID lockdown pretty much got it's not a COVID lockdown, but it's a hospital-wide COVID lockdown within the Ascension group that is out there in Michigan. It's not a Michigan state thing. I just want to clarify that for everyone. But
no, but hospitals, including Ascension, I know have policies that prevent a certain number of visitors for patients because they are trying to keep COVID-19 out of the hospital for all the people that are in the hospital that don't have it but could be subject to it if somebody else brought it in. And so here in Wisconsin, we had another case, another daily report of cases over 4,500 yesterday. Everybody was like, oh, numbers are... We had a number of outlets here in Wisconsin that were talking about just over a week ago, before the Thanksgiving holiday, we had news outlets across the state that were saying, oh, well, COVID-19 numbers are diminishing as the Thanksgiving holiday is looming. And all of a sudden, everybody put their guard down. They went to Thanksgiving. They went to the holidays with family, loved ones that they haven't seen. They probably weren't wearing masks. Dane County is the only county in the state of Wisconsin that requires masks still. Through January 3rd, it is the only one that has a mitigation policy in place.
And they're looking at a policy to possibly repeal that too right now.
Right, there is a proposal in front of the Dane County Board of Supervisors that is saying, "Hey, we should maybe get more public input." I don't know how much more public input you need. The numbers are there.
The numbers
are
clear.
The science is there. If you wear masks in public places, it helps reduce the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah.
The science is out on that one. I don't know what else to tell you, but we've got all these people, and only 59% of the state, Brian, has received at least their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine.
We're one of the fourth worst states to have COVID.
I think those were reports, too, before this week's numbers came out.
That's great.
I think that we are going to be higher when this week's numbers get analyzed. Wisconsin is going to be one of the worst states for COVID-19 transmission.
Good
right now.
Thing that the next Omicron variant was found in Minnesota.
Oh, that's a news to me then, because the last I heard it was far off in California.
In California, the next one was in Minnesota.
Great. That's not a neighboring state to our state here.
Mm-hmm. I assume that it's already among us. But again,
it probably is.
We don't know this could be like an easily spreadable but very wimpy version of the virus. Who knows? Get to know your viruses. I, for one, welcome our new virus overlords, because what else are you going to do? What else we got going on here? Ron Johnson, it turns out, seems to be a hypocrite. I know this is coming as a shock to you. I'm sorry I didn't tell you the guys to sit down beforehand.
Do we have a news story to confirm that, or are we just going off of what? Oh, wait, we do have a news story to confirm that.
Oh, that is... Hey, do you guys remember, the Waukesha tragedy, the person who drove through the parade and injured and killed several people, absolutely horrible, and... I don't know why he's surprised people think he's a monster, but anyway, we're going to talk about the shooting next. Hooray!
Yes, yeah.
In the wake of the tragedy, Senators Baldwin and Johnson came out together almost immediately, and I thought at the time when it happened, I thought it was amazing that
is actually not almost immediately. This was last Saturday.
Okay.
So to give everybody a timeline, so the tragedy happened on Sunday, November 21st.
Okay.
This most recent Saturday now, I believe.
I was in a time warp myself. So
I was going to say, understandably, you're out for the week. But then this past Saturday, the 27th, Senators Baldwin and Johnson issued a joint statement condemning anybody from using the tragedy and politicizing it
for
political gains.
Totally get that.
And to put this in perspective for everybody, these are two of the most diametrically opposed senators in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
Like, there's been studies done on how the two senators vote from each state and how closely they vote. And Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin could not be farther apart on all of their voting history. So for them to come together and issue a joint statement to say, please do not politicize this tragedy, that's a pretty big deal. And both of them got applause and headlines saying it. They were acclaimed for calling for no politicization. Excuse me. That's
I hate that word.
It is. It's a difficult one to say.
That's why I say politicizing it.
Yes. Yes. And so they were receiving praise for the joint statement that they put out together.
Yeah.
And then immediately. Well, excuse me.
Not immediately. We got to get set the timeline here.
Hang on. Well, a lot of people were praising him, but one of the senators started getting criticized for his joint statement, and that would be Senator Ron Johnson was people getting criticized from right-wing outlets saying that he was a GOP traitor, Brian.
A traitor. For not wanting to politicize the event.
So if you want to see all the details about the joint statement, head on over. Ruth Conniff has got a great piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner.
Why don't you take us through this?
Yes. So I'm going to read from the statement. So we got a couple minutes here before the break. But the statement kicks off. It has come to our attention that outside individuals or groups may attempt to exploit the tragedy that occurred last Sunday in Waukesha for their own political purposes. As the U.S. senators representing Wisconsin, one from each political party, we are asking anyone considering such action to cease and desist. To cease and desist.
Yeah.
To end any of that politicization.
Until enough right-wing pressure gets on Ron Johnson, and he says what he said this. What did he do now? So he's going after the
now, Tuesday of this week. Ron Johnson appeared on a podcast where he said, "I was absolutely not condemning the politicization of the tragedy that happened in Waukesha." Ron Johnson was found on a podcast saying, "Oh no, this is actually there's." Absolutely political elements to this story, and it would not have happened if it wasn't for the leftist policies of low or no bail for cash bail. Immediately went to his right-wing echo chambers and said, ho, pump the brakes. The joint statement that I put out there that says don't politicize this was actually wrong, apparently. So I don't know, a hypocrite, I guess, or just
signing when he signed it? Did he not stand up there? Didn't they get together and say it at the same time? Did he not know what
the press release that Senator Baldwin and Johnson signed together was released from Oshkosh? It had to have come out of his Oshkosh
office.
Or is
he incompetent?
Ooh, that is.
I guess we'll
never
know, because Naga not going to work here anymore anyway. when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about shooting. I believe Dr. Schlecker may have to move till tomorrow, possibly. But I do still want to get the students' perspective from it because we're going to talk about shooting anyway.
Yeah, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.